Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Eileen Diss for Payments.com. We're here today talking with Mike Gardner, CEO at Recombo. Mike, to start us off, can you please introduce us to yourself and tell us a little bit about Recombo?
Sure, thanks very much. So I'm Mike Gardner. I'm the CEO of Recombo. We are producers of a platform called Agreement Express, which is used for rapid customer onboarding for the financial services industry. When we talk about rapid customer onboarding, what we mean is that for payments, wealth management, insurance, our goal is to reduce the time it takes to board new merchants or new clients, reduce the cost associated to boarding, and then ultimately enhance the adjudication around boarding while we provide extraordinary levels of detail so that organizations have better visibility into how long it's taking them to board, what it's costing them, where they might have bottlenecks, what they can do to improve the process, and ultimately the merchant experience.
All right. And Mike, can you tell us what, in your opinion, are the top three challenges that acquirers are facing today?
Well, you know, from the acquirer perspective, there's certainly nothing more important to them right now than losing market share to new entrants. While there are new entrants coming in and introducing downward pricing pressure, introducing layers and types of technology that will make them more competitive, they're also changing the adjudication landscape and making it more difficult for the traditional acquirers to not only compete in the space on where they would have traditionally been able to compete, you know, good service and underwriting, but also they're being pressured now with having to be a technology company and deal with the massive increase in pricing pressure, as I said before, the downward pricing pressure that's associated with that. So in and amongst losing market to new entrants, they're also creating an opportunity, which is the new entrants are also expanding the market. They are bringing in new parts of the market that traditionally were either too small to serve or just outside of the underwriting guidelines for those organizations to be able to move into it. And that moves into your next level of challenge for the acquirers. Challenge number two is the product technology landscape. It has become extraordinarily complex. It is not just about terminals. It is now hardware and software. It is about what can you connect with. It is about the different services that you can connect with, as well as how hip and cool can the technologies that you're bringing to the merchants be. And then, in addition to that, that takes to the third challenge that the acquirers have to deal with today, which is in and amongst downward pricing pressure, there's increasing cost pressure as suppliers and the government are pushing risk down to them, as penalties are increasing, as guidelines like PCI continue to get more rigorous and more strenuous and more difficult to deal with. This is putting cost pressure on the acquirers, while on top of the fact they're dealing with downward pricing pressure from their traditional clients. Those are really the three that are driving them the hardest.
All right, and sort of building on that, so we've got these three big pressures on them, and, you know, acquirers have a very changing and evolving role. So in the past, it was very clear they sold a hardware solution that made it possible for merchants to take credit cards, a fairly direct, you know, role for acquirers. Now, new players, you know, are looking at business models that are more about developing software packages and also, you know, secondarily developing the ability to connect any device that a merchant might have, you know, phone, tablet, whatever. That's a changing role, and plus, you know, you pointed out, and they have to make it hip and cool. They have to be compliant with a lot of regulations. So, you know, how are acquirers changing their roles? How are they growing to fit into this, you know, very different landscape you're describing?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you ask how are they changing, because I think that's really acquirer by acquirer dependent. You know, the primary tool of the uncreative is just a discount, right? So So unfortunately, some are just forced to accept downward pricing pressure and lower costs and try to compete that way. When you look, though, at what are others trying to do to compete, the best of the acquirers are really opening up their ecosystem from the technology that they're providing in such a way that they can connect easily to products and services that they probably haven't even thought about today. So whether that's the changing device landscape, we can't build, and acquirers can't build based on just what is in the marketplace today from a technology perspective, but they have to be building based on what is coming down the line. And to do that in a sustainable manner, it's important that the acquirers build a framework around their organization and around their technology from a processing perspective to be able to easily add in additional hardware or additional software or services that are being made available in such a way that it is easy for them to do so, cost effective for them to do so, and that they have a flexible infrastructure. If you think about where acquirers came from, it has traditionally been a walled garden. What happens inside the acquirer's ecosystem is a very protected world, and only select few would be allowed in at different points to be able to connect to that infrastructure. With the changing ecosystem, whether that's the device ecosystem or the software and service ecosystem, it's important for those acquirers, and the most flexible ones are doing this, to open up those walls, create technology layers that allow them to get connectivity to those products and services that could enhance their adjudication capabilities, or that can allow them to reach out to different markets and to new parts of the market through different hardware and software solutions. This is a key discipline that they have. We also believe over here at Recombo that requires a level of nimbleness to be able to get those products and services to market quickly and efficiently, which is why in our world of onboarding, it's so critical for us to be able to be flexible, that as acquirers are coming up with new products, that they can quickly get those out to the marketplace without having to sacrifice components of adjudication or slow it going to market just because there's no way that they can actually process the onboarding of the merchants to be able to take on those new products and services.
Okay, and turning back to Recombo for a second, so as you're bringing this nimbleness, to industry, how is industry responding? What is the response been? How are you doing?
Well, the response has been really good. When you're looking at an industry, as we are, that is facing increasing cost pressure and downward pricing pressure, and we're providing a solution that lowers the cost of merchant boarding, in most cases dramatically, as well as increases the speed at which you can onboard merchants, again, in most cases dramatically. The response to that is obviously going to be quite good, because if we can lower the cost to acquire a merchant and increase the speed at which you can acquire merchants, you can maintain your margins while bringing the customers on more quickly. I think that one of the important things to focus on, though, is that with the new entrants that have entered the marketplace, there is a real opportunity for the acquirers today when looking at technology like what we provide here at Recombo. The ability to enhance the underwriting framework during a rapid customer onboarding or rapid merchant onboarding process to us is absolutely critical. We look at what's going on in the payment space as analogous to what happened in the U.S. mortgage crisis. As new mergers, new entrants came into the mortgage market in the United States, the market changed from being thoughtful and procedural around the underwriting requirements for individuals to get mortgages, and it became about speed. about ensuring that individuals had fit a sufficient risk profile. It became more about how quickly can we sign up new customers and how much do we possibly lend them. And those were based on a philosophy of low risk, that with the level of adjudication that was happening prior to the market really opening up, there was a very low risk that individuals would either lie about what their actual income was or take on a larger mortgage than they could afford to pay. What happened, though, during that during the craziness of that market is that as the mortgage industry became about speed and became about size of mortgage that could be provided and secondary mortgage that could be provided, the market itself learned. The people applying for mortgages figured out that the adjudication rules, that the underwriting rules, had become weaker. And the number of people that began to be able to take advantage of the marketplace skyrocketed. The number of people that were taking on mortgages that they couldn't afford became extraordinarily large. The number of people that actually didn't have the level of income that they claimed on their mortgage application because it was never checked became extraordinarily large. The same risk exists in the payment industry today. As new entrants come in, focused on speed, size of the client, and opening up new parts of the market, if the acquirers don't continue to focus on underwriting, they risk underwriting bad business, and they risk that the market is going to begin to recognize that they're willing to underwrite bad business. And so our role at Recombo is to ensure that organizations can underwrite with the same rigor, if not increased rigor, to what they were doing prior to all the new entrants coming into the marketplace, that they can continue to write with increased rigor, but write at a lower cost and faster than they were doing it previously, so that they can compete against the new entrants without having to expose the market unnecessarily to enormous risk.
You compete with faster because you're not doing as much adjudication, because you're not evaluating risk as well. So you can offer merchants faster than it was before, but can you compete with faster than just not, doing a sufficient risk check?
Well, and certainly, that's what happened in mortgage, right? It would be faster for me to underwrite your mortgage if I just didn't bother checking with your employer to see if you actually worked there or what you actually got paid. But that's not smart. So the question is, your question is absolutely correct, which is, can you do it? And the short answer is absolutely. That's exactly what our clients are doing. Our clients are focused not on removing elements from the adjudication process, but doing the elements of the adjudication process more efficiently. And like I said before, in many cases, increasing the number of elements that they're checking. Technology gives us an extraordinary opportunity to do many more things from an underwriting perspective more quickly. Not taking elements out just to try to save time. If acquirers want to write more business at a lower cost, they shouldn't have to give up on the level of adjudication that they're doing today. In fact, if anything, they need to be more diligent today than they ever were before, because the new entrants are inviting in a whole new class of clientele that, frankly, need to be checked over more closely.
All right. And my last question is, what did you want to tell me about that I forgot to ask you about?
I think the one of the most important things for acquirers to focus on is, what is their core competency that they're bringing to the marketplace? The majority of the acquirers that we deal with have extraordinary levels of customer service that they bring to the marketplace. And there is no question that the best customer service organizations should be able to compete effectively against the low-cost providers. If the acquirers those levels of customer service at lower cost for them to provide those services by leveraging technology that's available in the marketplace, then I believe that they not only can compete effectively against the new entrants, but that they're going to be able to enhance and increase the amount of market share that they have and in the long run end up as a stronger, healthier industry.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome.